There was nothing really out of the ordinary. I did a bit of shunting about one day when I think Alford was working some single arm working, and I had to manipulate a couple of trains about. But the only real problem I had was one day in thick fog when we were working what they call double block working. In other words, the line had to be clear, you know, two signal boxes ahead of you, or two sections ahead of you, for you to accept a train. And unfortunately, in this thick fog one day, a gentleman had come through on a train and he'd struck something on a crossing. I don't know whether something had come off a lorry or something like that, and they'd struck a piece of wood and nearly became derailed. So it then became necessary to examine the line, and it all took a little time. There was, when I first started there was a fairly regular service, but gradually throughout Lincolnshire, what they did was, in order to cut down on the shifts, they cut a lot of the sort of night trains out, or retimed them, or ran them a different way. We used to have, at that time, used to have a very famous train called, the Fish Train it was, in fact, and it used to run from Grimsby to London, and it was one of those where you delayed it at your peril sort of thing. It had a priority, it used to have to be signalled on exactly where it was, and you, in no circumstances did you delay that train. I stayed, unfortunately, until the sad days of October 1970, when under the proposals of Dr. Beeching, overnight several hundred miles of railway were closed. And this included the Mablethorpe to Willoughby line and the East Lincoln line from Grimsby to Boston, Firelouth, AB, Alford, and it was a sad time, and morale was a little low, shall we say. I was due to be the last signalman on duty at Mablethorpe the particular night that it closed, but my colleague had been at the station, one, a gentleman called Freshwater, who was quite well known on the railway, sadly no longer with us. He said that he would like to actually be the last one, and so we swapped shifts. And I was on in the morning, and he took over and did it for the last time on the 3rd of October 1970. We had a sort of a party, which was more like a funeral party, complete with coffin and